Today, for God's Word, we'll turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. And really, the title today is Solomon's Counsel for His Son. And thinking on the fact that what counsel can you give your children, your son, your daughter? What counsel can you give them? And here is counsel. The book of Proverbs really is a whole book of guidance, it's a whole book of counsel for all of God's people. And so we pray that God will give us help. Proverbs chapter 3, reading verses 1 down to verse 7. But our text today, God willing, will be verses 5 to verse 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favour and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Amen. We know the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word. With God's word open, we'll unite together in prayer and seek the Lord at this time. Our Heavenly Father and our eternal God, as we come before thee even this day, and Father, we rejoice, O God, and we thank thee, even for those who have Father still alive. Lord, we pray that thou wilt be pleased to draw near. We thank thee, O God, for those who have been godly examples. But Lord, we pray as well for some maybe who have fathers who are not saved. Lord, we pray and ask of thee that thou wilt save their precious soul. We pray, O God, thou wilt draw near this day and unite families in Christ. We pray, O God, for thy Spirit now, that he will give us help, that he will fill the preacher with the Holy Ghost. Lord, forgive him of his sin, forgive him of his failures, and Lord, we pray that he will speak even through thy servant and make him to be a channel of blessing. And Lord, for each and every one who would sit and listen to thy word, Lord, give us ears this day, Lord, to hear thy voice. Yea, even like Samuel when he prayed, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Answer prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. As we said, the book of Proverbs contains guidance, counsel for every day and every stage of life. That's why, though we'll not be doing it today, but that's why when we come to the Youth Sunday, we have our young people reading through the book of Proverbs. It's a book that gives us guidance. Whether you are young, old, whether you are commencing your Christian life, or you feel you're coming near the end of your Christian journey, every day when you read Proverbs, there is a word for you. Because every day, no matter what age we are in life, we need counsel from the Lord. And we need counsel from God's word. Solomon here is instructing his son, giving him wise counsel, how to live and have success in life. And the best counsel that Solomon, this godly man, or any parent can give their child or their children is what Solomon said to his son, trust in the Lord. As Solomon writes this book, he guides his son of things what he needs to avoid. Snares and pitfalls, even certain people that would seek to hinder and ruin his life. And you can read through the book of Proverbs and you will see there are certain places, certain companies, certain things where he tells his son just to avoid. And therefore, young people, your father, your parent, tells you to avoid certain companies or certain groups or to avoid certain places. I say you listen to them. Because like Solomon, Solomon writes from experience. And they too write from experience. They don't want you to make the same errors that they have made as well. Or they've been there, they know that, they've done that. They've seen others who have gone down that road. And therefore when they instruct you, my son, my daughter, Avoid such places. Avoid such company. Avoid such a path. Young people, you listen out. It's not to ruin your life. It's not to hinder you. It is to help you go on in your journey in life. And therefore, Solomon says here in verses 1 and 2, my son, forget not my law. And this word forget is not a school teacher telling a pupil in class, all the lessons that I've taught you, don't forget it, as in remember it for the exam or different things. It's not doing bad memory. Rather, this word forget, when Solomon says, my son, forget not my law, it means don't willfully turn away from what I'm saying. The counsel I'm giving you based on God's word, don't willfully rebel against it. Don't set out in life to willfully turn against God, as we learn later in the book on the life of King Hezekiah, that godly king whose son Manasseh rebelled and sought to turn against his father's wise counsel and against his father's religion. And Manasseh did that which was evil in the sight of God. However, we're glad the Lord saved Manasseh years later. But Solomon knows there's a real danger for his son, and a real danger turning his back on gospel instruction. And so he tells his son not to forget it, not to abandon it, not to willfully turn from it. Don't turn from the godly guidance, the godly counsel that is given in the home. How many today, children, how many teenagers, children have been taught God's word in the home? They live willfully turning, refusing, rebelling against all that has been taught. They've been brought to God's house. However, once they reach a certain age, one of the first decisions they make is to leave the house of God. And that is heartbreaking. And some have lived under affliction. I can take you to people I know who have been in that situation where children cannot wait to get to a certain age because they've said, the first thing I'll do when I become an adult teenager, 17, whatever it be, I will not be coming to church anymore. And I tell you this here, young people I know who have made that decision are badly backslidden. They've gone into the world and their life has been shipwrecked. They've been enticed by sin, influenced by the world, swayed by others. They're going with the flow, adopting the ever-changing fashions of the world. And therefore, there is a generation this day, certainly here in London, and in this congregation who need biblical counsel. Not something to make them feel good, not traditions, but what will keep them from sin, from sorrow, from ruining their lives, from turning blessings into barrenness, enjoyment into emptiness. And so Solomon urges his son, the counsel that I have given you, keep it. And the word keep means to guard, means to hide. My son, forget not my law. Don't willfully abandon it. Don't turn from the instruction that you've been given. Rather, guard it, keep it, because there'll be many situations in your life that will come against you in seeking you and tempting you away. And Solomon is very anxious for his child, just as all parents are anxious for their children, that they will grow up in the ways of God and seek to honour and glorify God. Solomon is basically teaching his son that in everything you do, what I want you to do is put Christ first. Honour the Lord first, at the centre of everything. And I say that to my children as well. I say that whatever job you go into, whatever way in life the Lord leads you in different things, whatever that may be, glorify God. Put Christ first. Honour the Lord. exalt the Lord. As well as we come to this Father's Day, while there is a word for fathers, there is a word certainly for all parents. And here is the greatest instruction any father can give their child, any parent can give their child, and that is to trust in the Lord. When you're teaching your children the issues of salvation, where they will spend eternity, you're teaching them, don't trust in self. Don't acknowledge your own ways. Today, many people have their own ways to heaven, how they will get to heaven, their own religion, their false ways, and they think these ways will direct them to heaven. And so when it comes to the matters of salvation, don't trust in yourself. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't try and direct your own ways to heaven. Rather, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. You see, we are saved by grace. We are kept by faith. Our faith is not a blind faith, it's not a leap in the dark. But true saving faith rests in Christ alone. And therefore, with the burden and guilt of our sin, we too came to faith in Jesus Christ. We acknowledged him as the only Savior. We acknowledged his way as the only way to heaven. And whenever we put our full trust and dependence upon him, he washed us from our sin. You see, Christ delivers a life. And then Christ directs that life. The soul that Christ liberates from the bondage of sin, he then leads into the blessing of salvation and service. And therefore, parents, father, when you have children who are choosing which GCSEs to study, when they're setting exams or what job will come next or what will happen after school, will it be college, university, whatever career they will choose, deciding where to live, when they go with who to date, when to marry, who to marry, and then having children, the counsel you ought to be giving them, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So what's the message Solomon is telling his son? Trust in the Lord. And that's the message for us this day. Parents, fathers, as you teach your children, tell them, teach them when they come to you, Dad, Mum, what should I do in this situation? What do you think about this situation? Trust in the Lord. Give it over to the Lord. Acknowledge him. Seek his face. Have his blessing upon it. And if the Lord closes that door, if the Lord directs you another way to another person, then you follow the Lord's leading. But I want that way. It doesn't matter. If God wants you to go that way, go that way. Because that way, where God will lead you, is the way of blessing. And therefore, here is godly instruction to trust in the Lord. Notice, first of all, the exclusiveness of this counsel. These words are exclusive. Solomon counsels his son to trust in the Lord. Now, we know apart from Jesus Christ, Solomon is the wisest man in the Bible. In fact, you read the accounts and you'll find in Scripture that there are people came to Solomon to hear his counsel. They came for words of advice from him. But when it comes to Solomon counseling his own son, he tells him to trust in the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 8. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And the word trust, as you have before you in Proverbs chapter 3, is the word meaning reliance. It means to depend upon. It means to put your full weight upon. It speaks of full confidence. It is a wrestler's term. It means that when you have two people in the ring or a wrestling match or whatever it may be, in judo, you throw your opponent on the ground. And as they're on the ground, you jump on them. You put your whole weight upon them and you lean upon them. You hold them down so they cannot budge. It's in a tight position. And that's what this word means. Trust in the Lord. Rest upon the Lord. Fully depend upon the Lord. Put all your weight upon the Lord. Not 90% and, well, 10% maybe if it just doesn't work out as a wee backup, I'll have this. No, put everything on the Lord. And therefore, dear father, dear parent, when pressure is in the home, in the family life, roll that pressure on the Lord. Even those who will be parents for the first time in this congregation, you have not passed this way before, as the words quoted from Joshua. And there'll be new situations, new pressures that were not there before. Even in that there, trust in the Lord. Don't look for ways out. Don't look for ways around. But rather, put your eyes upon the Lord and trust in Him. Roll the pressures of life. Commit everything to the Lord and He will accomplish His purpose in your life. Fathers, by counseling your children to trust in the Lord, to depend upon the Lord, you are training your children, young men, to lead future families, to be the godly head in that home, to be the prophet, to teach the family the word of God, to be that priest, to pray for the family, to pray with the family, and to offer prayer to God for the family, and also to be that king, to guide, to defend, to give help in the family. And therefore, Father, you are the prophet, the priest and king in your home. And you are instructing and teaching and training your children by trusting in the Lord that whenever they start their own family, they too will bring the word of God to their family in having family devotions, praying for their children and guiding. You're also teaching your young women, your young girls, to be godly women, supporters of the husband and the children, to be the gracious heart in the home. And therefore, you've often heard at funerals, whenever a mother passes away, people always make the reference, the heart has gone out of the home. And what that means, the mother has often been referred to as the heart of the home. And so you're training godly men to be future leaders and women to be godly young women in the home. You're teaching them about trusting in the Lord, staying pure, living pure lives. And I encourage you young people, stay pure and keep yourself pure. Solomon knows from experience how easy it was to lose focus, to set your affections on things below, and through time labour in vain. Solomon is aware that to labour in vain is to labour without the Lord, to make decisions without the Lord, to do things without the Lord, just to please self. And you may get away with it for a while, but whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And if you reap in the flesh, you will sow in the flesh. But if you reap in the Spirit, or you sow in the Spirit, you will reap in the Spirit. Solomon says to his son, trust in the Lord. And again, that word Lord is the name for Jehovah, the covenant-keeping God. The one who is eternal, infinite and immutable. The one who will never change. The one who will never let you down. The one who will never fail you nor forsake you. And therefore, Solomon is teaching his son, when he is to trust in the Lord, put all your dependence upon the Lord, there will be situations that you will come in life where you may not be able just to trace the Lord in that situation. But when you cannot trace the Lord, note, you can always trust in the Lord because God is always working on your behalf. Behind the scenes, God is always intervening, moving, fulfilling His will in your life. And so Solomon, by telling his son, trust in the Lord, trust in Jehovah, trust in the unchanging God, the eternal God, the immutable God. Trust in him. You can trust in his person. Hebrews 13, verse 5. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You can trust in his promise. In Hebrews 6, verse 18, it's impossible for God to lie. You can trust in his path. You can trust in his providence. Romans 8, 28. We know all things work together for good to them who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. You can trust in his power. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And so as Solomon instructs his son, as he gives guidance for his son, he tells his son, trust in the Lord. Trust in Jehovah. Not yourself. Not your ability. Not what you think you can do. Always trust in the Lord. And you young people today, I trust that you are blessed with a good education. Many of you have. I've always prayed for my children before they were born or when they were born. Lord, give them an education that I didn't have. Bless them with good brains and all the rest. But let me tell you this here. You may be gifted in all those areas, but you still need to trust in the Lord. Because pride cometh before a fall. And always remember this. It's the Lord who giveth and the Lord who taketh away. And therefore, I've heard people say this, and I've said people have said this to my own children as well. And while it's true, and you've been taught this, no doubt, you young ones, about college, that if you have going for a job application, or you're going for a particular university, whatever it may be, you may have three particular qualifications, and someone else may have four particular qualifications, and maybe the first three are the exact same, but maybe the last one is just something like a physical activity they do. Maybe they play golf and you don't do that there. And someone said, you know what, that they will get, the person who has the four things will get the job above you. Now, normally that may be the case, but I believe this. If you are in God's will, and I believe you're trusting in the Lord, and you're depending fully upon God, if you have those three things, and that person has that four, I believe you can still be the one to come out victory. Why? Because you're the one trusting, depending upon the Lord. But if you just walk in, I've got this, Lord. I'll take this from here. I tell you what, you will come back out on your knees praying, Lord, what happened? And therefore, go into the situation, even in exams. And I say this to the young people, and when you have exams as well, study, study, study. I was there as well when I went through Bible college. Up all hours of the night, early hours of the morning, studying, studying, studying. And it gets to the point, you have to realize, no matter how much I've studied, I still need to trust in the Lord. And always pray, Lord, call back these things to my remembrance. I remember one of my theology exams. Oh, studied and studied and studied. And the last question, my mind just went blank. Couldn't believe it. Went blank. But prayed, and the Lord gave help, and the Lord called those things back. And therefore, keep trusting in the Lord. So that's the point. Trust in the Lord. You parents, when your children are going through exams and they're stressed out, trust in the Lord. Notice, secondly, the entirety of this counsel. Notice Solomon says, "But the son, with all thine heart, in all thy ways acknowledge him." The word acknowledge means to know. It means to have a view of God. In other words, it's to set the Lord before you always. That's what Solomon's telling his son. Trust in the Lord. And when you trust in him, set him before you always. Do it with all your heart. Every part of your life, your public life, your private life, your social, your financial, your marital life, promotions, in everything, in anything, acknowledge the Lord. Don't boast in it, but acknowledge the Lord for it. Set him before you always. Don't be half-hearted. Don't be double-minded. Rather, trust in him with all thine heart. In the smallest of matters in prayer, acknowledge him. Even the smallest details, acknowledge him in prayer. Remember, in the book of Judges, whenever the elders came to Jephthah and they asked him to be their leader of the nation and to lead them in the battle, Jephthah just didn't say, well, you know what, I waited for this day the rest of my life and walked straight in. He didn't say, do you know what, about time. Rather, Judges 11, verse 11, Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mithpah. Rather, he came and he brought the matter to the Lord. Lord, this opportunity has come. These men want me to be the leader of the nation. Lord, what should I do? And he offered prayer before God and wanted to know, would God be with him? And the Lord gave him the answer that he would have that success. Just as Moses, whenever Moses prayed, if thy presence does not go with me, don't carry me up any further, any hence. Lord, stop it now. Don't let me go in a way without you. And therefore, here is this man, comes before God in prayer. And that's what Solomon's telling his son. In every detail, in every situation, in every matter, even when it comes to marriage, when it comes to dating, who should I date? Who should I marry? Put the Lord before you. Acknowledge the Lord in that situation. Job's everything. When you're seeking even God in prayer, and you may be doing something that you want to do, and maybe nothing wrong with it, but if God begins to challenge you in another way, then acknowledge him in that way and go with him. The hymnist William Williams, I'll cut this whole illustration short, but he studied medicine, very good in his field in medicine, very gifted. But after a time in listening to a Welsh preacher, a Methodist man, he was burdened to leave the medicine, the field of medicine, and to serve the Lord by going around Wales preaching the gospel. Now that's a big thing, isn't it? To be a doctor, to be a medical, gifted in that way, skilled in that way, and then to leave that to preach the word. And he believed God was leading him this way. He believed God was guiding him this way. And he joined the Methodist movement at that time, which was good at that time. Traveled around Wales for 43 years preaching Christ. And he said God guided him. And he acknowledged the Lord in his ways. And that's why he went on to write the hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, Pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Here's a man who acknowledged the Lord in all his ways. Just as Christ prayed, not my will, but thine. Therefore, the instruction to your children is this. Trust in the Lord. And acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. Is this what God wants you to do? Is this the road God is leading you down? Notice thirdly the extent of this counsel. And lean not onto thine own understanding. Now, a bit of the same type of thought. The word lean means to rest upon, to rely on, to put the full weight upon. Again, it's used in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 6. Whenever Saul leaned upon his spear. And you see people who have walking sticks or different instruments, whatever it may be, that helps them to walk, get about. And so they put all their weight upon that there. And they lean upon it. Because they're too weak to walk themselves. That's the idea of this. My son, you're too weak to handle the things of life on your own. You must rely, depend upon the Lord. Solomon counsels his son, don't lean upon your own understanding. Rather, lean upon the Lord. Doesn't mean you're not to think. Rather, it means you're influenced, your thinking must be influenced by the Word of God. Parents, fathers, as your family and children seek God's will for their life, don't do things based on feelings. Rather, depend upon the Lord. Depend upon the will of God. When And God's will is always found in God's word. The very same word lean is used in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Now, there's the two words. The first word is trust. That's the same as trust in the Lord. And the second word, stay upon his God. That is the word meaning to rest or to lean. And again, those who would use walking sticks, whatever it may be, they will hold it and maybe lean on it for a certain time. And that's what Solomon is teaching his son. My son, when you begin to acknowledge the Lord and you begin to lean upon the Lord, keep leaning upon the Lord. Keep trusting in the Lord. Keep relying on the Lord. Because there's many decisions that must be made. And there'll be things in your life that will be a help and some things will be a hindrance. And therefore, Solomon teaches his son this because he too learned by this by experience. And therefore, fathers, for you to teach your children to trust in the Lord, you too must trust in the Lord. You too must acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. You too, in the family devotion, as you gather the family together, seek God in prayer, because you're teaching your children, whenever they leave the home, they'll be doing all this on their own. And so that's why Solomon says, all this that you're getting now, my son, don't forget it. Don't turn away from it. Don't abandon it. Rather, keep my words before you, because that instruction is found upon God. And Solomon himself, he trusted in the Lord. Remember, whenever Solomon became king, we learn in 1 Kings chapter 3 and onwards that God asked Solomon, whenever he became king, God said to Solomon, ask me, Solomon, whatever you want. He could have had anything he wanted from God. All he had to do was ask. He could have asked for riches, more of it. Could he ask for wealth? Could he ask for so much? But what did he ask for? He asked for wisdom. Wisdom in order to judge the people aright. Because there'd be decisions he'd have to make. Trouble that would come into the kingdom. Trouble in life. And so he prayed, give me wisdom and knowledge. And you'll know that most famous situation whenever the two women came in 1 Kings chapter 3. And two women with one baby. Both claiming this baby was theirs. And maybe the old person would say, well, I'll tell you what, you take it for 1 week and you take it for another week and then we'll swap and different things. What did Solomon do? Get me a sword. And he was going to chop the baby in half. And he said, you both can have part of the child. And as he got that sword and went to cut the sword, the mum who stole the child, well, she'd have said there and said, well, if I can't have him, no one's getting him. Go ahead, dare you. But what did the real mum do? She jumped in front of the child. No! And Solomon said, there's the real mother. And give the child to the real mother. God had given him wisdom in that situation. That's why he said to his son, be not wise in thine own eyes. You need help, wisdom from God. And let me tell you this, young people, and I say this, and I know I keep going on about it, but it's vital, because if you get the foundation wrong, you'll just get everything else wrong. The person you're dating, the person you're going to marry, don't lean upon thine own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in that. Because if you marry outside of the Lord, or you marry someone who's lukewarm, if you marry someone who said, well, do you know what? They said they will come to church at an odd time, and you know, but you don't understand. They're just their eyes, they sparkle. Their muscles. Oh, no one else is like that. Let me tell you this here. You're better having the Lord's person for you. God's gift for you. Lean not on thine own understanding. Because our understanding is always upon what suits us, what suits me. And because we're sinful by nature, then our understanding is always faulty. We will always go with what suits us instead of what the Lord wants. And therefore, Solomon's saying, my son, don't. Trust in the Lord acknowledge him, put him before you, and do not lean upon thine own understanding at all, but rest upon the Lord and continually dwell there. And as I said, equally true, parents, whenever you see your children dating someone or about to date someone or they're talking about someone who you know yourself is not saved, under God you have the responsibility to guide them and say to them, not only do I not approve, but the Lord does not approve. What they do later in life when they're above a certain age, that's up to them and the Lord. But you have that authority under God, that responsibility to steer them in that direction. 2 Chronicles chapter 13, whenever Judah had, there was battle, they relied upon the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11, whenever King Asa went into battle with an enemy greater than him, Asa cried on to the Lord his God and said, Lord, it's nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest. That's the word, lean, depend on thee. And in thy name we go against the multitude. God, give victory. Notice finally, briefly, the encouragement of this counsel. Solomon says, my son, trust in the Lord, trust in Jehovah with all your heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways. Put him before you and continually lean upon him, because he will direct thy paths. The word direct means straight, means to prosper, means to please. And the word he in the Hebrew is emphatic, meaning he and he alone. The Lord orders your steps. He guides your path. He shall direct. It's not that I'm leading and saying, Lord, you're going to follow me. Rather, he leads and we follow him. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. The same word direct is used, translated differently. Psalm 5 verse 8. The prayer is, make thy way straight or direct before my face. Proverbs 15:21. A man of understanding walketh uprightly or directly or straightly. Solomon encouraged his son, as he trusts in the Lord will direct you. He will make the path straight. He will make the way prosperous. Just as the Lord told Joshua, whenever he would take over Moses, the law of God, meditate upon that law, upon my word, in the morning, in the evening. By doing that, you will have success. And so Solomon's teaching his son, trust in Jehovah with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways, in everything, in every situation, acknowledge him, put him before you, and he will direct your path. He will make that path straight. And therefore, Father, the counsel for your family, your child, your children, is to make sure Christ is their counselor. That when they plan ahead, Christ is the architect. That Christ is the navigator in their life. What about you today who are not saved? Are you depending upon your own way to get to heaven? Are you depending upon your own way to have salvation? Such a way will fail. It's trusting in the Lord, because he's the only one who directs the path to heaven. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Trust in him this day. And dear child of God, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. May the Lord write his word upon our heart for his name's sake. Amen.